Your comrades trusted you. No band of adventurers camping for the night in the oak mist forest do so without a lookout, and you volunteered. You promised you had the eyes of a hawk and the patience of a turtle. Perhaps you should have told them you had the cock of a slut, too. You're sitting just outside the circle of tents, watching the mist and the trees. You wish you could join the others by the fire, but the cold is the only thing keeping you awake. The first time you see her, you think it's another tree. It isn't until after you've blinked, you realize the shape has moved. Or has it? The mist plays tricks on the eyes. And wouldn't it be embarrassing to get everyone up in arms over nothing? There's noise just at the edge of your hearing. A voice? You should tell someone, shouldn't you? Maybe it would be a good idea if there were two of you out here, watching. But you can't bring yourself to rise. Better to sit there, yes? Remain still. Remain patient. And look about you, and only you, small white flowers bloom. They weren't there before, but their cloyingly sweet scent comforts you. You inhale deep. And breathe out. You feel at peace, knowing you've been chosen, knowing that you will not be alone for long. She comes. The figure parts the dense mist like a ship's prow through thick fog. She's taller than any woman you have ever laid eyes on. And for a tree spirit, she's more woman too. It is only very distantly you register that she has olive green skin, hands that end in claws, and hair made up of leaves and twigs. More urgent to your befuddled brain is the realization that she is naked. Her proportions obscene. Her breasts are huge and heavy. Mist-turned dew drips off teats as thick as thumbs, each jutting tit reaching her navel. Wide thighs are pushed together, the sex framed by an unkempt forest of hair. Clawed hands resting on broad hips. A heat spreads within you that has nothing to do with any campfire. You rise to your feet clumsily, vaguely aware that you ought to call for help, to warn the others a dryad is here. But she speaks first, and your fate is sealed.
Ilaka men, come to me. Come.
The moment you hear her voice, her face takes shape. It is that of a kindly matron, a benevolent matriarch. A loving mother. Each step nearer. And you are getting nearer. Makes you feel safer. nurtured, cared for.
Drozhbichka, my child.
Something is wrong, of course. This isn't as it should be. You muster what little is left of your willpower to turn your head towards the camp, even if your body won't follow.
Don't go that way. Bad things that way.
Without you noticing, the mist has swallowed the camp entirely. You hear otherworldly shrieks and the cries of your comrades only very faintly, as if it is taking place very far away.
Look at me.
You do. And again, you feel such comfort. You take another step towards her, and yet another, leaving the murmur of battle behind.
No need for a sword. No need for a shield.
You drop them in the tall grass without hesitation. Your father's sword. Your mother's shield. The final few steps towards the towering woman are stumbles as you undo breastplate and helmet with clumsy hands. When you finally fall into her embrace, your head barely reaches her chin, and the arms you throw about her waist do not meet. She, in turn, wraps her hands about your back, pushing you into her bosom, breasts coming to envelop your world, each massive weight resting on her shoulder.
You are mine. Mine.
She's warmer than she has any right to be. And to be locked in place as you are is a source of pleasure, not panic. Your lips press against her flesh, and she purrs in response, like a mountain's rumble. When she lifts you off the ground, you are not alarmed. Her hands are on your ass, claws squeezing but not hurting. You respond in kind, hands reaching for her rear. The sheer amount of flesh your fingers roam over leaves you breathless. The luxurious curves of her behind, unlike anything you have experienced. You find purchase, digging fingers into her pliant, plump cheeks. In any other place, in any other time, you'd feel embarrassed acting the way you do. But here, in the bosom of Mother Nature, there is no such shame. You're hard for her, and so you press your hardness against the softness of her body, letting her know. It pleases her, you can tell, that you are so eager, and you wonder where she's taking you. You can't see much, nestled as you are in her titty crevasse, but you can tell you've moved deeper into the forest, further from...
Shh. Don't think. Thinking is hard. Only cocks. should be hard.
Her claws so sharp, so precise, are cutting your trousers to ribbons. The forest air is cold and damp wherever she isn't touching you. And so in your semi-naked state, you hump her in earnest, pressing your cock flat against her mons, gasping when the thick foliage of her bush tickles your sack.
Everything else should be soft. Soft breasts. Soft cunt. Soft minds. Soft minds.
Sudden vertigo seizes you both as you tumble to the ground, her beneath and you on top. It is a soft landing, and you raise your head drowsily, seeing great petals extending above, shielding you from the rain. The dryad is pulling your tunic up about you, and you reluctantly let go of her ass to raise your arms on high, not relishing the chill shivers down your back. But now you can lie with her, no flimsy barriers of cloth in between. She spreads herself before you. The long legs part and fold on themselves, knees bent. Her hands are digging furrows in the ground while she arches her back, pushing her breasts up and towards you. The dryad watches you intently, following your gaze as it travels from her breasts over her smooth stomach, inevitably down to the place that is slowly coming to dominate your mind.
Enter it.
Mouth suddenly dry, you grasp your hard cock with one hand. You feel strangely nervous, entire body shaking as if it's your first time. And perhaps it is. But there is more to it than that. And in the back of your mind, the wrongness makes your body tremble. Every nerve screaming, danger.
Enter my pussy.
Your mind is awash with woolly, muddled urges. You push your hips forward, your fingers guiding, and the instant your cockhead connects with her cunt, the world melts into pure pink bliss. The dryad's big pussy is slick with sap like honey. And as you part her lips, you realize you will never want anything else in your life. It grips you. It coaxes you inside. It envelops and squeezes and massages. It provides all-encompassing heat. And the only way out of the surrounding cold is to immerse yourself in her. By thrust, by shove, by hug and squeeze and push, you wish to be inside her. You grasp at her body, holding on to her breasts, seeking to be in contact with as much of her as you can. Each time you hilt yourself between her legs, you forget the face of a comrade. Every moan of hers passing through your ears, obliterating another. The climax creeps up on you, starting from your very toes. You've dug them into the ground, the better to join with her, and the tensing of muscles moves through your calves, your thighs, your buttocks, splitting there, shooting up your spine in the same moment as it coalesces in your cock. You grind harder, deeper, feeling the release coming, chipping for air as you fill her with your cum. So much more of you pouring into her than just sperm. You cried out a name when you came, but you can't even remember what it was. Spent, you fall on top of her, both of you breathing hard, the giant woman writhing beneath you. Your eyelids are heavy, and you wish only to slumber, to sink into her pillowy form and rest. But she denies it to you. The tips of the talons prick your back, your behind, your legs, and new life surges in. Hot and virile. It robs you of breath, as if someone has poured liquor down your throat. You cough and sputter, drooling saliva.
Again.
Your cock is hard again. At a moment's notice, but sensitive still. It's stirring the sloshing depths. Her cunt's honey and your cum spilling out between the folds in equal measure. Your mind is a fog, but your body begins to move of its own accord, pushing into her. The bliss of the union blanketing any doubts you may have had. Second orgasm is the more intense of the two, your body aching and your cock raw. You no longer feel the chill of the forest because you are streaming with sweat. Your tongue hangs out of a slack mouth. You look up at the dryad, proud to have done as she... The dryad's face stares back at you, radiating nothing but compassion, love, and acceptance.
Again.
The talons prick you once more, your limbs straining, hurting. You gasp as the dryad's cunt squeezes in around you, devouring your cock and more. Your hips move of their own, the loud smacks of flesh against flesh, considerably wetter and nastier than before. Beneath you both, the tall grass is being sullied by your mingling juices. She feels too good. You can't help yourself. Within moments of having orgasm twice, you do it thrice. And somehow, your cock pulsates and throbs with yet more release, seeding her again. To your relief, she does not prick you as before. Instead, she wraps her legs about your body, using her heels to push you deeper inside yet, and she leans down to whisper, to buzz sweetly in your ear.
Again.
You feel the prick of talons as tears stream down your face.
again. 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 Again.